Hi friends, this is Charlie with Barren Squirrel, and I want to thank you so much for the reviews that you've given us on Apple Podcasts and on our Facebook page. This week, I want to ask you to join us over at our community. It's a Facebook group, and if you go to our Facebook page, there's a button there where you can click to join the group. You're going to get first access to new products, a lot of discussion. We want you to engage in that discussion as well to encourage other Christian parents. So we'll see you over there, and thanks ahead of time. Enjoy the show.
The Bear Essentials podcast is brought to you by Barren Squirrel, providing tips, tools, and training to confidently navigate the journey of Christian parenting. Find out more at bear-squirrel.com.
We're Charlie and Christina Matz. We love the Lord, and we're committed to raising our children the way that He's commanded. One of our greatest resources has always been learning from the other Christian parents in our community. We've learned so much from parents just like us, hearing the very real, behind-the-scenes choices that they make day in and day out.
So we decided to start this show to share the behind-the-scenes of our own journey of Christian parenting as we raise our four sweet kiddos. Laugh with us.
Cry with us.
But please, just don't turn us off.
What do we do when we want to wake up early consistently?
Great question. Well, first, I think
you
it's
always
important.
Say that.
You know what? Because you're just so wise and you do have the greatest questions, love. So first.
Yeah, I just think of them right now. I just think of them.
Right off the. Yeah, right, we don't plan this at all. No.
Speaking of preparation, why do we want to wake up early?
Well, first of all, it's super important because it gives us a time to be in the Word and in prayer without interruption before our kiddos are up. And then we get to greet our kids when they do wake up. And, you know, when I fail to do this, I feel like I'm playing catch up, you know, and you're just longing for that first cup of coffee or a cup of tea.
On that, I've had many of friends tell me that grew up in Christian homes where really their parents were really solid in the faith, mm-hmm. and encouraged the trajectory of their entire lives. And their boldest memories of their parents are when they came down in the morning and caught them reading the Word of God and in prayer.
Dude, that's amazing. So yeah, I mean, that's another reason. And then it also helps us just be ready to meet the day with patience and flexibility because we have a heart that is prepared at that point to really address whatever God has in store for us, whether that's disciplining our children throughout the day or a difficult day at work, maybe plans suddenly change, whatever it is, we're going to be ready because we've been face to face with the Lord already.
Yeah, you don't want to be. When you're a grump, you'll be a chump. That's what I always think of in my head.
Wow, hashtag that. Do you really think that or did that just happen right now?
I just thought of it just now. But I do think of that in theory. I'm such a chump when I don't get up and I'm a grump. It's really true. The number one thing that I can do for my family is get up ahead of them and be ready, alert, completely prepared spiritually. I'm such a different father when I do that. I'm Amen. Not a chump. I am not a grump. And I can't think of anything that rhymes with that, that would be positive. So, yes.
Clump.
No, that's a horrible thing to
like
be.
Like a clump of something?
Of gold,
oh, like what
maybe?
You are? Yeah, you're a clump of gold, baby. All right, so how do we do this?
So, hey, one crazy thing that we've come up with is by putting our alarm in the bathroom. I mean, some people get these alarms that fall down on the floor and roll around and you got to catch it in the morning or whatever. I am not going to do that. Otherwise, I will start off even more angry. But hey, whatever floats your boat, whatever gets you up in the morning, really, it's about discipline. We can hack ourselves to death as far as coming up with hacks to wake up and do all that. You can find a way around anything and actually end up, you know, fooling the system. But one way that we set ourselves ahead of the curve or giving ourselves the best shot at making this happen is we put our alarm, in my case, I put my phone in the bathroom and set the alarm in there. So I have to get up, walk across the room, go in the bathroom. But that's also helpful because I'm right next to the sink so I can splash cold water on my face. It's much easier to fight the temptation to go back to sleep when I've done that and I've woken my body up, and it's about getting into the habit of doing that and realizing that discipline is going to give you the strength. So when does the morning start? It starts the night before. I had somebody tell me that once a long time ago and I never forgotten it. the morning starts the night before, and oftentimes it's hard to get up because we simply didn't go to bed on time the night before. We spent too much time watching television. So we need to say no to that extra TV show or scrolling through social media. Quite honestly, the thumb scrolling from bottom to top is the worst motion possible to set yourself up to win with sleep. Your eyes aren't really going to adjust well to be able to sleep. There's studies done now that say, you know, if you're spending screen time, you know, even like I think a couple hours before you go to bed, it's the equivalent of drinking coffee to calm your eyes down and your brain down. You're not going to get good sleep.
Let me ask you this real quick. So people who regularly listen to our podcast, they've heard us say we don't have a television, but you just said watch TV. I just want to clarify, how do we do that?
You can watch TV on a laptop these days. Yeah. Yeah, I watch sports on my laptop. You know, we might watch one of our favorite shows on our laptop from time to time. You know, we don't think TV's the devil. We think there's a lot of evil on television. But we also got rid of our television, if you go back to that episode when we talked about it, because it's a temptation. It's a distraction. It's right there all the time. And anything can be. So our laptops can be as well. But, you know, once in a while, we do relax and we watch something that might be on there. But that is
we should never start it at 10 o'clock at night. That's no, where the problem is.
Absolutely
really comes.
Not. And yeah. Really, most of the time, we shouldn't start it at all because there's usually something else that we could be doing. So, once in a while, you find that perfect rhythm where there's the right show at the right time and it's relaxing.
Fixer upper.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to the Fixer Upper folks, the Gaineses. If you're listening,
we love you, Chip and Joe. Thanks for being regular listeners.
Oh, goodness me. That is so unbelievable that it makes us chuckle from the belly. All right. So, you know, so how do we, what does it look like for us? Because I know sometimes when I hear what people are doing, it's helpful for me. So we should probably say, what do we even do when we get up in the morning? You know, it's 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's dark. It's cold downstairs. And we get down there. And what do we do?
So for me, I start in prayer. I used to start in the word, but it's super helpful for me personally to start in prayer, even asking God to help me with my time in the word. And I mean, just total vulnerability here. Like I sometimes doze off for a couple minutes in the middle of that. I mean, it is a hard fight to get up early when it's dark outside and cold and pray. And so, but I used to get really frustrated at myself by that. And now it just brings me all the more to the foot of the cross, knowing that I am weak. And I mean, look at Christ had some stellar men at his side that he asked to pray for him when he went into the garden. And he even said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And that is totally me a lot of mornings. And so I just have to really pray for God's help.
But
in
you do something specifically to help you with that. What do you
do? That's true. I actually started to get on my knees to pray and to bow before the Lord, because that position for me helps to keep me more focused. When I would sit on the couch, I would get really sleepy. So I pray at least 20 minutes. I try to spend in that prayer time. And then we have a daily Bible reading that our church does every day that gets us through the whole Bible in a year. So I do that and I journal at the same time, which really, really helps me actually remember what I'm reading. And so that can take 20 to 40 minutes. If I still have time, then I'll go like through my women's Bible study or something else.
Yeah. And so for me, it's pretty, very similar, a little bit different, but I start in the Word with a daily Bible reading in the Old and the New Testament and really going through that. I also study the Proverbs every day. So there's 31 Proverbs. It's perfect for the month. You get through all the Proverbs in 1 month. So that day I read that proverb or that chapter in Proverbs. Then I do, I actually write prayers in a journal to start. So I do journaling where I'm praying, I'm writing my prayers down to the Lord. And that's been really helpful for me to track the praises as well, writing down what God answers in that journal. But then I also pray out loud with God. A huge shout out to an app that I use called PrayerMate. I really, really suggest this as far as a prayer list, you know, for you not to get overwhelmed with praying for hundreds of things. Instead, you can pray for maybe 10 a day and cycle those through every day throughout the week, and you end up knocking it out in a week and feeling really good about that. So final note, Don't get discouraged when you don't succeed. On the other hand, don't wait to start making success with this. A lot of times, if you're somebody like me, you're not going to do it till you have everything lined up perfectly. The perfect coffee maker, the perfect Bible, the perfect table to set it on in the morning. Like, you need to just do this, get up and do it, but don't be discouraged if you fail. We're forming lifelong habits, not trying to win an award for merely checking a box. You know, this is a great opportunity to gain a renewed sense of our dependency on Christ for all things and step up our prayers for his help in our mornings. Pray the night before with your spouse for the next morning to be a success. And don't get overwhelmed. Let's form a lifelong habit that our kids catch us doing when they walk down the stairs in the morning, so someday they can tell everyone how they came to a faith in Christ through the obedience of their parents.
Boom. Well, thank you so much for joining us this week. We brought this podcast to you from our sweet kitchen table in sunny Orange County, California. Until next time, be encouraged. God has called you to intentionally raise your children for his glory, and he has equipped you to do it with confidence.